From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate is expected to approve a massive spending bill today that includes $447 billion to keep the government running. The House passed the bill last week, and yesterday Senate Democrats overcame a Republican filibuster to bring it to a vote. NPR's Claudine Ibade reports.
If it passes, the budget would increase spending on federal agencies by about 10%. Democrats say the move will restore funds to essential programs cut under the Bush administration. Once the $447 billion bill is combined with required spending on Social Security and Medicare, it will top $1 trillion. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says that's too much at a time when Americans are tightening their belts.
I don't know of any other area in the economy where people are spending 12% over what they spent last year. Certainly no family budget in America, no business in America is spending 12% this year more than they did last year.
Later this week, the Senate will take up the Pentagon's $626 billion spending bill. Claudine Ibade, NPR News, Washington.
Persian Gulf officials and Western analysts say they're pleased Iran is willing to discuss a program for exchanging low-enriched uranium for fuel for a medical research reactor. But the U.S. and its allies say the latest proposal falls short of accepting a key U.N. proposal. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Bahrain.
Speaking at a security summit hosted by Bahrain, Iranian Foreign Minister Manoosheh Mottaki denied Western complaints that Iran wasn't responding to the UN's plan for confidence building regarding Iran's nuclear program. He said Iran accepted the proposal in principle and laid out a plan for a phased-in series of exchanges of Iranian low-enriched uranium for Western uranium. According to Western officials, the plan doesn't meet the requirements of the United Nations plan, in particular because the timetable of phased exchanges could leave Iran in control of sufficient uranium to construct a bomb. Iran insists its nuclear program is solely for peaceful uses, but the Obama administration is now considering a new round of sanctions against Iran. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Bahrain.
At that Bahrain conference, General David Petraeus said Arab cooperation in dealing with Iran's regional ambitions has improved in recent years. He said he used to get a somewhat distant reception from Mideast leaders, but the welcome has grown much warmer because of regional fears about Iran's nuclear activities. He also praised a major arms buildup by the United Arab Emirates. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown paid an unusual overnight visit to Afghanistan to see British troops and meet with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in an effort to improve relations. Brown said he felt more confident about the prospects in Afghanistan with the promise of additional British and U.S. troops, but Brown faces stiff opposition to British involvement in Afghanistan. This is NPR News. Military units in the southern Philippines are searching for inmates who escaped from prison after suspected Islamic militants broke into the jail. Police say two of the rebels held for beheading Philippine soldiers in 2007 are high-risk prisoners. In Florida's Everglades, the once-threatened population of wading birds appears to be increasing. Phil Latzman of member station WLRN in Miami reports the feathered residents of the so-called Sea of Grass have been breeding in record numbers.
An annual survey found a dramatic increase in nests among the ornate birds, whose reproduction is seen as a key measure of the glade's biological health. One species, the endangered wood stork, increased its procreation by nearly 1,800% over last year. Before drainage canals, flood control levees, and rampant development prompted a recent decline, the fowl, which also include egrets and ibises, were endangered once before. Early in the 20th century, plume hunters nearly forced their extinction, supplying a craze for feathered hats. Everglades biologists say conditions have been ripe to put the swamp dwellers in the mood, and are hopeful it means the waning bird population is on the rebound for good. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Alabama running back Mark Ingram has won this year's Heisman Trophy. He's the first ever Crimson Tide player to win college football's most prestigious honor and calls it a special victory.
Just the fact that I could be the first Heisman Trophy winner at Alabama and just do this for my family. Everything hasn't always been easy for us. Just so the fact that I could do this for my family was real special to me and just for my teammates and my coach.
Ingram says he now wants to win a national championship. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.